taqwa, parhezgari, piety, what it is actually. I would like to just give you a little bit slight touch so that, because if you will be listening again and again from Mubalighin, so you know what it is, what is the definition, what ulama they have talked about taqwa and what it is taqwa. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, different ulama, different scholars, they've got different view about it. They have given different definitions about it. And few ulama, they have said, a person is not found where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not want to see him. That is taqwa. A person, a bondman is not found where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't want him to be there. Now we have to imagine there are pubs, there are clubs, there are cinema houses, there are places where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't want us to go. And there are certain places where Allah wants us to go, like masajid, like ijtima'at, like good places. And there are certain places where we should not be there. When we are thinking about taqwa and piety, then we need to think about it. Where I am at the moment. If my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will become happy with this place where I am or not. This is one of the meanings of taqwa. And my dear Islamic brothers, taqwa is when you are walking in a jungle and there are bushes and you're walking, then you save your clothing so that there are no thorns that touch you. And then you carefully walk to that path. And this dunya, my dear Islamic brothers, full of sins, everywhere shaitan is coming, nafs is there, and you have to walk to this path very carefully, and you have to save yourself from the sins. This is taqwa. To do piety, to do goodness is taqwa, and the best taqwa is to save yourself from the sin. To saving yourself from the sin, it is itself a great taqwa.